Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means? It's church tonight. We look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church at 6:30 this evening. Dr. Dave Yoder will be speaking and giving the Bible study this evening. I'll be finishing up our last night of revival meetings down at the Bible Baptist Church in Chillicothe, Ohio. And so if you can't get down to Chillicothe, you want to come out to Bible Baptist Church, come on out and join us at 6:30. Always a great time together for the midweek service, and we look forward to a great time together tonight, and also been having a wonderful time at Chillicothe at the Bible Baptist Church there with Pastor Jeff Blakeman. And so I hope you can come and be in your place. If you have a church at your church home, then you be there and you go to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor and for God to speak to your heart. All right. And it's May the 24th, and I have another birthday. May 22nd is our daughter Amy's birthday. May 23rd is our grandson Drew's birthday. May 24th is our another son of ours, Nathan, and his birthday is today. And so happy birthday to Nathan today. Boom, boom, boom. Three in a row. And we're excited about that. Hope you have a great day today, Nate. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, Acts chapter 9, please. Acts chapter 9. We started there yesterday, and I urge you to go back and listen to that broadcast if you can. It'll bring you up to date with where we are today. We've been talking about, of course, Acts 9 is known for the conversion of Saul, who would become Paul, but we're focusing not on Saul, but on the fellow who came to talk to Saul. His name was Ananias. Ananias. And we're talking about leaving the comfort zone. Ananias was probably pretty comfortable as a Christian until God came to him and told him what he wanted to do. And we said many things here about Ananias. Yesterday, we talked about how, number one, he was ready to hear God's call. He was ready. Okay, Lord, here am I, Lord, speak. And the Lord spoke to him. And then we said yesterday at the very end that Ananias didn't just hear the Lord, he was listening to the Lord. And there's a difference between hearing someone and listening to someone. And he listened very carefully to the instructions that the Lord gave him. How do I know that? Because he carried those instructions out to the T. All right. And what did he tell him? Well, Jesus told him, I want you to go down to a house on Straight Street owned by Judas. Saul of Tarsus is there praying right now. Go put your hands on him and pray for him. I've told him you are coming. And so he knew that he was going to come. You remember the Lord told him back in verse 12 that he said, Ananias, that Saul has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. So he said, I already told him your name. I already told him you're coming. And so he personally called by God and used his name. You know, God's called you personally to do his work. He was ready. Ananias was ready and waiting to hear God's voice, but he was willing to listen to God's voice. And he was willing to listen to God's instructions. Now, he seems to question it at first, but I want to take a little closer look at that. When he says, Lord, you know, this guy Saul, you've heard about this guy. But the first thing is probably a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of fear. And I can imagine what he's thinking, can't you? I mean, I probably heard about, if you or I heard about Saul, we probably wouldn't want to go face him either. But what I want to point out is that I'm not going to judge his fear. I believe a fearful response is usually a fleshly response, but I don't think it was resistant to Jesus' calling. I think it was just the natural man, you know, not wanting to do what God wants him to do and seeing all the reasons why he shouldn't. I think he just wanted to make sure he heard Jesus right. Do I have the right guy? Do I understand this correctly? He was ready to hear from God, remember? He was listening to God, remember? I think he just wanted to make sure he had it all straight. He said, okay, Jesus, now Saul, right? Yeah, I've heard of him. But is it the same guy who's, you know, killing and imprisoning your disciples? Is that the Saul you're referring to? I think possibly. Yeah, he was just checking it out. And listen, fear cannot disqualify you from being obedient to the Lord. See, Ananias, though he might have been a little fearful, a little skeptical about this, he wasn't going to allow that to paralyze him. Some people are so afraid to do something wrong or afraid of a situation, they won't do anything for God. And so we see him act upon his faith and not his fear. Has God called you to do something that you're afraid to face? Fear does not disqualify you or exempt you from obedience. Ananias trusted in Jesus' calling and Jesus' instructions, and he put his faith and his obedience over his fear. And you can overcome the fear that's scaring you. Paul told Timothy, fear is not an option for the believer. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we're called to serve. And our calling from the Lord comes far beyond and goes far beyond our fear, and it overcomes our doubts. It'll transcend our anxieties, and it will lead us to obedience and service for him. Ananias wanted to hear from Jesus. Ananias wanted to listen and heed Jesus' calling. But also Ananias was ready to serve the Lord Jesus. He was ready to serve. Verse 17 says, "And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost." Do you see it? Here's a man of great courage. He didn't let his fear and his doubt take him away from obedience. Ananias was focused on being obedient, and that drove his fear to the background. I don't know that it eliminated it, but it drove it to the backside or the rear of his heart where he could be obedient. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to do what you need to do in spite of fear. And when you're in ministry, when you're called to ministry, as Christ calls all of us, we overcome our fear by our faith in Jesus. Overcoming fear is not complicated. It's just deciding I'm going to be obedient to God's call in the face of whatever he calls us to do, or with whatever fear the enemy might place in front of me. I know that if I have fear, it's not coming from God. Ananias' call from Jesus was not a complicated task, but it was rather intimidating. It wasn't too demanding, but we know what Jesus called him to do was tremendously important. Let's not lose focus on what Jesus was calling Ananias to do. He was calling him to reach out to Saul. And listen, because of Ananias' obedience, God used Saul for great things. Think of the churches that he started. Think of the souls that were saved. Think of the New Testament books that were penned. Because Ananias was obedient to God. He was ready to hear Jesus. He was ready for Jesus' instructions, and he listened to them, and he was ready to serve. And I'll tell you something today, radio listener, God wants all of us to serve like Ananias did. We should all be waiting and desiring to hear God's call in our life. Well, hey, seniors, getting out of high school, making your plans. Well, I think I want to do this. I think I want to do that. Let me ask you a question. Have you prayed and asked God what he wants you to do? Have you just prayed and said, God, I'm listening. I'm ready to hear. I'm ready to listen to your instructions. I'm ready to serve Jesus Christ. You say, well, what if God doesn't call me? Hey, let me tell you something. You think God will take a volunteer? Isaiah simply said, "Here am I, Lord, send me." God said, "Who will I send and who will go for us?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." Have you ever said that to the Lord, senior in high school? Well, I got my life planned. I want to be this and I want to be that. Is that what God wants? Have you considered what God wants you to be? We should all be waiting to hear God's call, wanting to listen to God's instructions, trusting him to drive our fear out and allow us to obey him in faith. Hey, God may have another Saul waiting to hear from you. You're still called by God. Now, your calling may not take you out of state. It may not take you to a foreign country. But I guarantee you this, God's call on your life will take you out of your comfort zone. Ananias heard Jesus, listened to Jesus' instruction, and he fully trusted in Jesus' calling, even though things didn't seem to be too good for him to do that. I think he trusted in God when everything in his flesh told him not to. You see, when God calls us and God calls us just to follow him, we understand that's not to keep doing what we've always done. That is to trust him, to be obedient to what he's calling us to do for him. We're called to go out into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to make disciples, to in order to get people to follow Jesus. And that takes us out of our comfort zone. But he's calling us to stop being satisfied with what is and trust him for what he can do, for what can be done through him. I can do all things through Christ. God calling you to leave your comfort zone behind? Is he calling you to be willing to step out of your comfort zone by trusting him and allowing him to use you as his instrument? The question is, are you willing? Are you willing to say today, here am I, Lord, send me? Are you willing to say, like Saul did, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And surely, just he had a plan for Saul's life, and he had a plan for Ananias' life. You know what? God has a plan for your life as well. And you'll be amazed at what God will do. Oh, my friend, his plan for your life is so much bigger than your plan. What God did with the Apostle Paul. I'm glad Ananias was listening and willing to obey God's call to leave his comfort zone. One day in the early 1800s, a Sunday school teacher was called to leave his comfort zone, concerned about one of the boys in his class, teenage boy. He heard he worked at a shoe shop, and he went down to that shoe store where that young man worked. And Mr. Kimball gave the gospel to a young man named Dwight. And Dwight thought, well, if this man is so concerned about my soul, I guess I should be. And he prayed that day and asked Jesus Christ to be his Savior. And Dwight Lyman Moody was born again. Who knew what God was going to do with that young man? For he grew up to be the famous D.L. Moody. Started the Moody Bible Institute and for years preached not only in America but also in England. It is said that D.L. Moody had 1 million converts in Europe and also in America. Unbelievable how God used him. But how did it all begin? Because a faithful Sunday school teacher, Mr. Kimball, was burdened about his students and listened to God's call and followed God's instructions and got out of his comfort zone and went down and gave the gospel to that young man. And look what God did. Are you surrendered to him? Are you willing to leave your comfort zone and obey God? And see God do something that's far, far beyond what you could ever ask or think or could imagine. I hope you'll be willing to do it today. Well, have a great Wednesday, all right? Let's do what God wants us to do. Let's see God do great things in us, through us, and for us. Have a good Wednesday, everyone. I'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on our broadcast tomorrow, and I'll see some of you in church tonight. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly Words to Encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.